here we are in the heart of Darwin's metaphysical notebooks, as it were, in notebook M. And we can see that, first of all, in terms of time, this is a few months after notebook C and was ended. And he has already postulated the possibility that he might be, his theory would lead to materialism. And here we have a follow-up on that, which goes perhaps a little further, carrying this thought forward, and actually dabbling in the language of philosophy a little bit and reinterpreting it, and even in the language of theology. He says, with respect to free will, now that's a topic, a theological topic, a puppy playing, one cannot doubt that they have free will. If so, if they have it, all animals. And if all animals have it, then an oyster has it, and a plant in some sense. Then he says, now, free will of oyster. What in the world would that be? What would the free will of an oyster be? One can imagine that it is a direct effect of organization. That is, its free will is really what it does is really the result of the way it's organized, its biological structure, its anatomy, its physiology. Again, we have that word organization. By the capacities it senses that give it pain or pleasure, if so free will is to mind, here's the clinker, what chance is to matter? Wow. The free will makes change, if so-called makes change. Now, summarizing all that, he says that the above views would make a man a predestinarian of a new kind, you know, someone who believes in the predestination of salvation. Those who are and who are not going to be saved is from the moment of their birth is predestined. And he's saying, you know, my way of thinking, where the mind is a secretion of the brain, would make you a new kind of predestination. In other words, your biology would determine your belief in God, your capacity to love God, your morality, and that would tend to make you an atheist. Now, all of this thinking here has been under this way of this Lamarckian view of the world, where it's all about materials, you know, the material structure and organization of the organism out of which adaptation occurs. Once he will get over to Malthus, it's the interaction between the environment and the organism, population, and the question then shifts to one of not of materialism but of teleology. What is the purpose of this? What is the structure and function of all of this adaptation that's produced? And it's a different theological situation, a different theological question. He's able to actually get away from that hotter materialism to a back to the kind of place where I think he would like to be, more of a deistic approach. And when he's read Malthus in Notebook D, and he's discovered natural selection, and he begins a rather lengthy process of developing it. You know, these are just a few passages. It has to become a book. He goes back and reads a piece of natural theology by this man, McCulloch, to see how they are explaining things now. It's almost as if he went back to being a student in Cambridge where he read William Paley on natural theology and the argument for design, that God works by designful laws. Every aspect of design that we see in nature proves that there is a God who exists, because that's his result of his artifact.